Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Ches. We left off on the very top of daf Yud Ches, Amar Aleph. We are at Vaha Tane. We were in the middle of discussing the 10 Shulchanos and the 10 Menoros that Shlomo HaMelech had donated to the, had built for the Beis HaMikdash. And we had mentioned, so we're going to discuss today where the regular Shulchan, the regular Menorah, the regular Mizbeach HaZahav was placed. And then, in relation to that, we've already discussed where the 10 Shulchanos were placed. We're going to discuss where the 10 menoros that Shlomo HaMelech built were placed in relation to the regular menorah that they always had there. And then the Mishnah and Halacha Dalid is going to discuss the 13 shofaros, the 13 boxes of funds that they would have in the Beis HaMikdash and what each of them were for. And it's also going to talk about what the minimum donation is if a person stam takes a neder that he's going to give Eitzim, or he's going to give Lavona, or he's going to give Zahav. What exactly does that mean? On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about whether money for Chiyuvei Ofos can go into a box, or maybe no, maybe we're concerned that the woman who's donating them will die before we bring them, and then it's going to ruin all the money in the box because it's going to be Chatos HaMesa. And we're also on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about donations of wood, how big the Gzirei Levona, the Gzirei Eitzim were, the blocks of wood were, and whether you can donate a single block of wood, and or do you have to dafka do two at a time. The Gemara is going to talk about the minimum of Levona being a komet, and then we're going to have four shitos as to why it is that there were six shofaros for Nedava, that out of the 13 shofaros, six of them were just stam for donations. Why dafka six shofaros for Nedava? So let's begin again on the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the third word on the page, Vahatani. So we spoke about the placement of the 10 shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So now our Gemara is going to talk about the placement of the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. The primary Kelim, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach Hazav, and the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Vatani, we learn in the Braisa, HaShulchan HaYinosun Mechatzi HaBayis V'Lifnim. The Shulchan was placed within the inner 10 amos of the Kodesh, not close to the wall, within Mashach min HaKosel Shtei Amos U'Mechza, 2.5 amos off of the wall, but within the inner 10 amos of the Kodesh, Klapei HaTzafon, 2.5 amos away from the northern wall. U'Menorah, the Menorah was Kenegdo Badarom, was on the southern, more toward the southern side of the Kodesh, and it was also 2.5 amos off of the wall, but 2.5 amos off of the southern wall. So the Mizbeach Hazav Hayinasun Be'emtza Abayis, and the Mizbeach Hazav was right in the middle, not more toward the south, nor more toward the north. It was right Cholik Es Abayis, right in the middle, and it would split between the 10 amos, the 10 outer amos of the Kodesh, and the 10 inner amos of the Kodesh, Mechatzio V'lefnim, within the, but it itself was on the inner 10 amos. So it was between the Shulchan and the Menorah, but Mashuch Kima Klapei Chutz. But it was a little bit more toward the outer part of the Kodesh, and so that it wouldn't interrupt right between the Shulchan and the Menorah. So the Shulchan and the Menorah were again 2.5 amos off of the southern wall and the northern wall and the southern wall respectively, and they were in the inner part of the Kodesh. The Mizbeach was right in the middle between the southern wall and the northern wall, and it was right on the border, right on the halfway mark. It began right on the halfway mark of the Kodesh, the 10 amos, the 10 amma mark of the Kodesh. The Kodesh itself was 20 amos. So the Vekulan and all these Kelim, Hayinasun Mishlish HaBayis V'lefnim, they were all on the inner third of the Beis HaMikdash. The entire complex of the Beis HaMikdash was, the entire Heichal was 60 amos. So all of this was in the last 20 amos. The Kodesh HaKadoshim itself was 10 amos. Then you have the Kodesh was 20 amos. So by being on the inner 10 amos of the Kodesh, it's on the inner third of the entire complex. So the Eser Menoros Asa Shlomo. Shlomo Melch made 10 menoros. Shnemar v'yas menoros tzav Eser k'mishpatim yitin v'hechel chamish miyamin v'chamish mismol. They put 5 on the right and 5 on the left. Actually, before we get into the 10 that Shlomo Melch made, there's a major discussion about, since we placed the Mizbeach Dafka Be'emtza, So there's a discussion in the poskim, does that have ramifications for our shuls? When we put the mikdash ma'at that we build, when we build the shul, there are a lot of connections between the mikdash ma'at and the actual Beis HaMikdash, both in terms of what we do in it, how we behave in it, as well as in terms of the actual physical structure of the shul. So the Rambam writes in Tefillah, in Hilchos Tefillah and Nesiyos Kapayim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ma'amidin Bima Be'emtza Abayis, that we put the Bima right in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, Kedei She'yala Ala Kori B'Torah, O Mi Asher Omer La'am Divrei Kavushin, Kedei She'yishmu Kulam, so that people who get an Aliyah of the Torah, who read from the Torah, and people who give drushes, should be able to be heard, so the Bima is right in the middle of the shul. K'shema'amidin Ateva She'yish B'Sefer Torah, Ma'amidin Also Be'emtza V'Achori Ateva Klapei Heichol Paneh Klapei Am. Because the Mishnah says, wait a second, don't tell me that we have a problem because B'yamim Elu B'Ktsas Mekomos, people put the Bima B'Sof Beis HaKnesses, that they don't put it in the middle, they put it at the end, V'lo Be'emtza, and the place where they put the Torah is B'Sof HaBima, so not in the Emtza of the Bima. The Bima was the elevated area, and then they would put the table where you would read for the Torah from in the middle of the Bima. So he says, and don't tell me that we have a problem because a lot of our shuls put it at one end of the room and not in the middle. Ki amad be'emtza eino mi'achiyu, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's not an obligation to have it right in the middle of the shul. Acha kolafi ha'makom v'azman shabos ma'azman she'bat ha'knisiz gedolim ha'mod ha'yitzrichim la'amid ha'bima be'emtza. He says this is purely practical. It used to be the Bat HaKnesios were so big that if they would put the bima in one end of the room, no one would be able to hear. Someone told me they were at the Chabad Shluchim conference the other night, and the stage was a stage in the middle of the room that was turning around because there were 5,000 people there. No one would be able to hear if they had it at one. No one would be able to see the speaker if they had it at one end of the room. Obviously, microphones and videos and whatever, but still. So this is totally practical. That's what we have, smaller shuls, so we could put the bima all the way in the front. It's no problem. Says the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, absolutely not. The Chassam Sofer or Chaim Simon Chav Ches says on this Kesef Mishnah that even though Yafa Hora Lelamid Zchus Al Kilo Shenogim Lahamin Abima Shalobem Tzebeis HaKnesses, it's nice that he wants to be Melamid Zchus on those Kihilos that don't put the Bima right in the middle, but he says they're all making a terrible mistake. The Kesef Mishnah are trying to be Melamid Zchus, these Kihilos are making a terrible mistake. He says we put the Bima in the middle because the Bima corresponds to the Mizbeach. The structure of the Mikdash Ma'at should be like the Mikdash, and the Bima corresponds to the Mizbeach, because we read the Torah on it, including the Parshios HaKarbanos, Uneshalma Parim Sfasenu, by reading the Parshios of the Karbanos, that's how we bring our Karbanos, so that's why we go around the Bima on Chag HaSukkos, just like we were Makif the Mizbeach on when we had a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes in the 7th Perek of Hilchos Lulav, and he says we should compare the Bima to the Mizbeach HaPnimi that was in the Heichal, not just the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where we're Makrov Karbanos, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where we're Makter Ketores, and was mamish right in the middle of the room, right in the middle of the Heichal, between the menorah and the Shulchan, like it says in our Gemara. Because since our Bima is Bifnim, it's more like the Mizbeach HaPnimi, we should put it right in the middle of the Shul to be more similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Ein L'shanos B'mikdash Ma'at Shalanu. Now obviously the Chassam Sofer, he has these halachic arguments to put it in the middle, but he was also fighting against the Reformers. One of the things that the Reformers did was that they moved the Bima all the way to the front, that it was like to be more like a church ceremony where everything is done in the front and all the people sit behind the Bima. So he said in our shul, the Tzura of Beis HaKnesses was never that way. The Tzura of Beis HaKnesses is that the Bima is in the middle. Rav Shechter in that same piece that I quoted the last 2 days in a row in Eretz HaTzvi in Simin Yud Beis, where he talks about Mikdash Ma'at, he talks about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, points out that there are a lot of issues relating to the Tzura of a Beis HaKnesses that really mimic the Beis HaMikdash. There's Tosefta in the third parak of Megillah that says, Ein poschin pischi bate knesios elo lemizrach, that the doorway to the shul should be in such a way where it's directly across from the Aron. You shouldn't have a side door to be the main entrance to the shul. It should be that you walk in and it's directly to the Aron, just like they had in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a sheet of Rashi in Brachos that says that once that kiven shenikva aron hakodesh hakol tzrichim lispal klapei aron, that everyone, once you have an aron kodesh nikva b'makomo, everyone is supposed to face the aron, meaning we're used to facing Eretz Yisrael, but once you have an aron in place, everyone is supposed to face the aron, Rashi holds. So if you have someone davening behind the aron, like Achori Beis HaKnesses, he should turn around and face the aron, the opposite of where everybody else is facing. So that's also Dumi de Beis HaMikdash, where everyone would face toward the Kodesh HaKadosh, whichever side you were on, you would face toward that area of the aron. He also points out that in the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Azara that was Miyuchad for men, and there was an Ezrus Nashim Miyuchad for women. So in the Beis HaKnesses, we also have a Mechitza that separates between men and women. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was only one Aron, so too in Shul, in a Shul, there should only be one Aron. You shouldn't have multiple Aronos. I remember Rav Shechter commenting once about a yeshiva that had a split Aron Kodesh, it was like two Arons, one on one side, one on the other side. That's probably not so appropriate, that the halach is you're supposed to have one Aron, because the Beis HaMikdash also only had one Aron. And just like the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash was inside the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't like in a separate room that was mibachutz, so too in the Beis HaKnesses, said a lot of times you have a shul that will have the aron recessed in against the wall, so it's not actually in the room of the Beis HaKnesses. He said that's not so appropriate either. The aron should be in the room. It's not supposed to be in its own separate compartment outside of the room, flush up against the wall. So he quotes all of these different ways that we equate the Mikdash Ma'at with a Beis HaMikdash. But it's not only in the Tzura, it's in the Hanhagos as well. The Ramah in Simin Kufnun Gimel quotes from Rishonim that you're not allowed to make from Eston Zona Michir Kelev, you're not allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses. The Mishra Brura, it seems that that's a Dindar Rabbanan, but it seems that that's based on the din of Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbi Kiv Eger and Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Nun said a quote from the Rambam that if you're notei ilan etzel, that someone is notei ilan etzel mizbeach, or in the entire Azara, bein ilan srak, bein ilan machal, gets malchus. So he says maybe the same is true by Beis HaKnesses midrabanan, that you shouldn't be notei ilan in Brisk, when the Baal Batim in Brisk wanted to plant trees in the chaser of the Beis HaKnesses, the Rabbanim Brisk didn't allow it because of that Rabbi Kiveger. They thought that it's a violation of Mikdash Ma'at. So you have all these different ways that we equate the Beis HaKnesses with the Beis HaMikdash. That's why there might be a specific inyan of making a Chanukah Sabayis on a Beis HaKnesses, because they made a Chanukah Sabayis for the Beis HaMikdash. By the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought Karban Toda. So it could be that there's an inyan for the Rav Tadarshan about the Karban Toda and Shalom Parm Svaseinu when there's a Chanukah Sabayis. Okay, a lot of these inyanim, a lot of these equations between Beis HaMikdash and the Mikdash Ma'at. So Vaitu in the Gemara now. So now we're going to talk about the Eser Menoros, the 10 Menoros that Shlomo HaMelech made. So we pause in the middle of this Braisa to focus on this phrase, Chamesh Miyamin, the Chamesh Mismal. That of these 10 Menoros, 5 of them were on the right and 5 of them were on the left. So the Gemara explains, in the Tamar, if you're going to say that these menorahs were arranged in one row from the south of the Hechel to the north of the Hechel, so Chamesh B'Tzafon, it would turn out that 5 of them are in the north to the right of the entranceway, the Chamesh and the other 5 Badarum are on the southern side of the Hechel to the left of the entranceway. V'aloeina menorah k'sher ala Badarum, but wait a second, Allah is a menorah is only kasher if it's in the south. Shnemar v'es ha-menorah menorah has to all be miyamin. It's all got to be the north, meaning the entranceway was right in the middle between the north and the south. So if you have 5 to the right and 5 to the left, it means you have 5 in the north and 5 in the south, and that's not okay. You have to have them all in the north. That's what the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra says, that harotza lahachkim yadrim, that if a person wants to, menorah has to be in the south, I mean, that if a person wants to become a chacham, he should face the south when he davens. Why? Because the menorah represents chachma, and the menorah is in the south. Harotza lahashir yatzpin, if a person wants to become wealthy, so he faces the north, and that's because the shulchan is in the north. So you face the shulchan represents, parnasa represents wealth, so a person would be interested in becoming wealthy, he would face north, and if he was he's interested in becoming a chacham, he would face south in his davening. But the bottom line is the menorah is only kosher in the darum. So what's going on over here? 5 and 5. So the Gemara says Ella chamish miyamin menorah shel Moshe v'chamish mismala. No, what we mean to say is that you have 5 of these menorahs of Shlomo Melech were to the right of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and 5 to the left of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. These 10 menorahs that Shlomo Melech made were split into 2 separate rows, 5 and 5, each one of five menorahs, and on either they stood on either side of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But over here also, there's going to be a machlokas exactly how these 2 rows of menorahs lined up. The sheet of the Tanakhama is like Rabbi Lazar, that they went from south to north. And the according to that shita, the 2 rows, each of them had 5 menorahs that went each of the rows ran lengthwise from south to north on the western side toward the west of the southern side of the Heichal, and in between them there was 2.5 amos for each row. In between those 2.5 amos was the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was 5 on the left of Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah, 5 on the right of Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah. So afal pi kein, nevertheless, says the Gemara, lo haya mavir ela shel Moshe b'vad. Only Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah was actually lit. Shnemar menorah sazav v'nerosel levar be'erev, that it was dafka, the menorah sazav of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says menoras, not menoros, the singular menoras of hazahav, even though they were all made out of gold, but only that one that was made out of gold of Moshe Rabbeinu was actually lit on a day in day out basis. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that the arrangement of these 2 rows of menorahs was not like Rabbi Lazar said, from south to north. Rather, it's like Rabbi, that it went from west to east that they stood, and the way Al Kula Nayimavir, and because of that they were able to use all of them, because there was no encroachment at all on the northern side. All of them were completely in the south. Shenemar v'samenoros v'nerosem levarim kamishpat lifnei advir zav sagur. So from the fact that it describes it as menoros, loshon rabim, so you see that they're all kosher for avaras haneros. Tanakama would say that they were mavir l'noi, but not for the mitzvah. That even if they used them to light, but it wasn't the lighting of the mitzvah. But that's the machlokas. Can you use these other menoros to light for the mitzvah of the lighting of the menorah? So once the Gemara quotes this pasuk, the Gemara discusses the following pasuk. So it says in the following pasuk, "Va'perach va'neros v'amilchaim zav hu michlos zahav." So what does it mean, michlos? Hein kilu zahavu shel Shlomo, that these menorahs were made with so much gold that it actually used up all of the gold of Shlomo HaMelech. That's the Girsa issue, whether it's Moshe or Shlomo. The Rishonim changed it to Shlomo. That this used up all the gold of Shlomo HaMelech on this spot. Tani Rav Yud b'Shem Asi haya Shlomo notel 1,000 kikrei zav machnisan lekur, that Shlomo HaMelech put 1,000 kikrei zav into the kiln, umotzian ad shehuma midan al echad, and he kept on purifying it and purifying it and purifying it till it was so pure that he only had 1 kikar zav left of the original 1,000 that he started with. That's how he used up all of his gold, because for each single kikar that he made a menorah from, he had to use 1,000 kikars of ingredients. L'kai mashnemer kikar zav tahar osa, that it was the most pure gold imaginable that he was able to make. So says Gemara Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'menorah zav, Shasa Moshe b'midbar, Vaisi Yisera dinar zav. Moshe Rabbeinu made the menorah zav, and it had 1 dinar more than a kikar. V'chnisua l'kor shmonim pam v'lo chasra klum, and he put it in the kiln 80 times, and it didn't do anything. Now, if you're going to say that with the 1,000 kikari zav that were put 1,000 times into the kor, it turned into 1 kikar. It turns out that each time you put it into the kiln, it lost a kikar. So how come by Moshe Rabbeinu it didn't lose anything with 80 times that it was put through the kiln? So the Yaus, it makes sense that it didn't lose anything. Adelo Yakum al Barre, until it's totally pure, have a chaser sagya, and it would continue to become smaller and smaller because all the impurities were removed. But Mindu Kayim al Barre, lo chaser klum. Once it's already perfectly pure, so then it's not going to lose anything. Then nothing's going to happen to it. And that's what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. It is fascinating that Shlomo HaMelech made made all of these menorahs. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble making the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. He couldn't figure out how to make out of a solid piece of gold all of the detail on the arms of the menorah and to chisel it out, how to shape it properly. So the Briska Rav in the Griz Ala Torah explains that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha b'maisa menorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu had such trouble with it, even though Shlomo Melch apparently didn't have so much trouble. Shlomo Melch was able to make 10 of them. And by Sheni, they made Shnei Menoros. That's because, he says, the Kaftorim Ufrachtim, the very detailed designs on the branches of the menorah, is ma'akiv ledoros. However, the size of those designs is not ma'akiv ledoros. So you can make them as large or small as you want. So he says that must have been the difficulty for Moshe Rabbeinu, that since he had to make the Tavnis HaMenorah exactly to specifications, so that must have been the trouble that he couldn't do. But Shlomo Melch wasn't as didn't have that restriction of making the size of all the designs exactly perfectly. So he was able to do it without any trouble. That's how the Briska Rav says Ala Torah why Shlomo Melch didn't have the trouble that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Okay, new Mishnah says the Mishnah Halacha Dalit. So now we have the Mishnah discusses Shalosh Asar Shofaros. There were 13 shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 of these shofaros were boxes where people would put money. So Shalosh Asar Shofaros Hayu B'Mikdash V'Kasuv Aleihen, and they were each labeled Tiklan Chaditin for the new shkalim, V'Tiklan Atikin for the old shkalim. Kinin, the third one said Kinin on it. The Gozlei Ola, fourth one said Gozlei Ola on it. Eitzim is the fifth one. Levona is the sixth one. Zahav Lekaporis is the seventh one. And then there were six more that were Shishal Nedava. There were six that were used for Nedava, for voluntary karbonos that people wanted to donate. So says the Mishnah defines what each one was used for. So Tiklan Chaditin, the box that said Tiklan Chaditin, so that we understand Shabakol Shana Bashana. That was each year, everyone had to bring a new machzah shekel. What would you do with your new machzah shekel? You'd put it in the box. It said, Tiklan Chaditin. And from that shofar, the Gizbarim took the money and they put it in the Lishcha to be Torim from the Lishcha. But it started with the box of Tiklan Chaditin. Va'atikin, the one that says Tiklan Atikin, that was from Mishalo Hevi Yishtakin. Someone who didn't bring his machzah shekel last year, Shoka L'shana Abba, he'll bring it the following year and he'll put it in the Tiklin Atikin, and then the Gizbar would take it together with the money of the Shiari Alishcha. So the Kinin, when the box that said Kinin, Hain Torin, that's the Gizbarim would buy with that birds that are Torim of and the halacha was that you can only use large birds. The Gozlei Ola, Hain Bnei Yona. The box that said Gozlei Ola were meant to purchase Bnei Yona, birds that are called Bnei Yona, and that's only for small birds. So the shofros of the Torin and the Gozlei Yona were made for people who wanted to donate them. But Kulan Olos, all of them were Olas Nedava. There was no Chatos in the mix. If you had a Chiyuv to bring, where you had to bring Echel Leol of Echel the Chatos, you didn't put the money in these boxes. Divri Rabbi Yud, that's Rabbi Yud Shita. It had to all be Olas Nedava. There could not be any Chatos in the mix. V'chamam, the Chum said, Kinin echad chatos ve'echad ola. The shofar of Kinin for people who were bringing their chiyuv, and the gizbarim would use that money to buy one chatos, one ola. Whereas gozlei ola, the kulan olas, the box that said gozlei ola was for all olas. So again, Rabbi Yehuda held the box that said Kinin was for torin, and all of those torin were all for olas nedava. The chacham say no. The box that said Kinin was if you were chayiv to bring a kan, if you were chayiv to bring a set of birds. When you're chayiv to bring a set of birds, you put it in the box that said Kinin, and then they would buy echad the chatos v'echad the ola. So they're arguing about whether there could have been a box where you leave money for a carbon chatos. That's essentially what they're arguing about. Can you leave money for a carbon chatos in a box mixed together with money that's also going to buy a carbon ola? So we'll see what the nekudas ha-machlokas is in the Gemara, but that's the basic machlokas. Ha'omer harei alai eitzim. The Mishnah just mentions now, whatever person stam says, I'm going to bring certain items, and he doesn't identify how much he's donating. So the guy says, harei alai eitzim, I'm going to give eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yivchos mishnei gezirin. He needs to bring two blocks of wood, which is the amount that they would put on the ma'aracha each morning. So that's what we assume his donation is. Levona, he says, I'm going to bring levona. Lo yivchos mikometz. He has to bring at least a kometz of levona. Mincha, because that's how much they would bring with the Korban Mincha each and every day. And Lo Yivchus Midin and Zahav Lo Yivchus Midin or Zahav. If he says I'm going to bring gold and he doesn't identify how much gold, he needs to bring at least a dinar of gold. Shisha l'nedava, then we had six boxes that were used for nedava, for Ketz HaMizbeach, in case the Mizbeach was ever had nothing going on in it, they would use money from these six boxes to buy karbanos for Nadava. So Mayu Osinba, what would they do with the money that they had in it? Lokhimba Olos, they would buy karbanos Ola, Habasar L'shem, Va'oros L'Kohanim, and by karbanola, all the meat of a karbanola goes, burnt on the Mizbeach, goes to Hashem, the skins, the hides of the animal, go to the Kohanim. So the Mishnah brings us source that the money of Nedava would buy Karbanos Ola, where the Basar would go to Shem, the Oros to Kohanim. Zem Medrash Darsh Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. This is how Yehoyada Kohen Gadol darshined. Asham Hu Asham Asham LaHashem. So the Chor, it's difficult. It says Asham Hu, sounds like it has a din of an Asham, which is fed to Zichrei Kuhuna. Male Kohanim are allowed to eat a Karban Asham. But then it says Asham LaHashem. Sounds like it's totally burnt, that it's Asham LaHashem. So what do we do with this Pasuk? Zaklal. Kol shuba mishum chatos mishum ashma, anything that was brought for a chatos or for an asham, the leftovers of a karban chatos, the extras of a chatos and an asham, for instance, a person is mafresh money for his chatos, for his asham, and there's extra money left over, so all of that goes l'nedava, yilakach ben olos, we buy a karban ola with it, habasar l'ashem, the meat goes all as a karban ola to Hashem, va'oros l'kohanim, and the oros go to the kohanim, nimtzu shnei ksuvim kayamina. So it turns out that both parts of the pasuk work. Asham LaHashem, it is an Asham LaHashem in terms of the basar is Asham LaHashem, v'asham LaKohen, and it's also an Asham for a Kohen, because the skins, the hides of the animal, go to the Kohen. V'omer, the another source we have is the pasuk that says, Kesef Hashem Kesef Chatos Lo Yuva Beis Hashem LaKohanim Yiyu. Now we can't say the pasuk is kipshuta, that the Kesef goes to the Kohanim, because it's hukdash for a Chatos or for an Asham. How could you just take money that was designated for a Chatos for an Asham and just hand it to Kohanim? You also can't say that you buy with the Kesef Behemos and you're makrav them as a Chatos and an Asham, because the Bailam already had a Kapara. So what do? You bring Karbanos Ola with them. You buy Karbanos Ola with that money, and the Basar all goes La Hashem, and the Oros will go l'kohanim. So two sources for that same idea. Good. The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, now we're going to go revisit that machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Can you ever have money for a Karban Chatos in a shofar that also has money for a Karban Ola? Is that okay to have in the box that says Kinin, can you have actual Chiyuve Chatos in that box? Money for a woman who's Chayiv a Chatos, who's Chayiv a Kan, one Ola, one Chatos in that box. Satanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Loa Yeshofar Shal Kinin b'Yerushalayim, there was no shofar of Kinin in Yerushalayim for people who were Chayiv a Chatos and an Ola, Mipnei HaTarovis, because we're afraid of mixing in the money of the Chatos. Shema Tamos Achas, because what's going to happen? What if one of the women who puts money in that box dies? So then the money that she put in for a Karban Chatos has a din of Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha, a Karban Chatos whose owner died. And the halacha is, such money is Yeluch Liyam HaMelech, you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So v'nimtzu Dmei Chatos Mesos Muravos Ben. So you have Chatos Mesos mixed in with the Dmei Chatos Aksheros, and everything's going to be possible. And saying Lem Takana, there's going to be no way to fix it, because you have Chatos Mesos mixed in with everything else. So what are you going to do? You can't do anything. So if you're chayiv to bring Karban Chatos, you give the money directly in the hand of a Kohen. You don't put it in any shofar mixed in with other money. It's too risky. So Vatanya Yisha Shamar Arei Leikan Mevi'ed Meikan V'nosantu Bashofar. But wait a second. Doesn't it say that if a woman has to bring a kan, she says Arei Leikan, so Machmas Leida, she has to bring a set of birds. So she brings the money and puts it in a shofar, and she could be somech that the Kohen was makrovit for her Echad L'chatas V'Echad L'Ola V'Ochelos Bakachim. And then that evening she could already eat kachim, and she doesn't have to worry, maybe the Kohen was lazy and didn't bring it on time, so and she's maybe a mechusar kapara and not allowed to eat kachim, because there's a chazaka that bezin shel kohanim are not omen misham machiyichlu kolmosh ha-shofar, till all the money from the shofar is emptied out and they buy the chovos for the bailim, ve'ina kohen choshesh shema d'mei chatos mesos muravos ben. And apparently the Kohen is not concerned that there's chatos mesos mixed in. He's allowed to bring all of the money, all of the karbanos v'cheskas that the person, that the owner is still alive. And we don't find Rabbi Yehuda disagrees over there. So isn't this against Rabbi Yehuda though? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda worried that whenever you have money for a korban chatos mixed in, you always have to worry that maybe the owner died, and if the owner died, you're in trouble? So says the Gemara, no, ki kamrin, and when Rabbi Yehuda says that we're choshesh, it doesn't mean that if we don't know what happened to the owner, we're actually choshesh that maybe the owner died. What he means is that we're afraid what's going to happen is someone's going to die, and we're going to know about it, and we're going to know that that person that died had money in that box, and we're going to have nothing to do about it. There's going to be no way to solve that problem. So it's not chashash, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry that someone died. But if you know that someone died and they had money for a korban chatos in that box, it would passel all the other kosher money in the box, and that would be a terrible takala for all the people that are being sumich on the kohanim to be makrav their korbanos. So because of that chashash, Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't make a shofar, we don't make a special box for kinei chova. Now if it happens to be that people put mos chova in the shofar shel nedava, so Rabbi Yehuda would also hold, yeah, the kohanim should bring it and the woman's allowed to rely that it was brought or whatever, but still that's not what you're supposed to do l'chadchila, because we're afraid that someone might die. V'yamrina, so says the Gemara, wait a second, we have another kash on this. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh, that maybe we know for sure that someone dies, so there is a way to solve the problem. Nivra arba zuzei, take 4 zuz out of the shofar. The Rishon figure out how 4 zuz is the amount of that it costs to buy one bird. So take 4 zuz, v'nishti b'nahara, throw it in the river, v'idach l'shtaru, meaning take any 4 zuz out of the box, say, okay, whichever was the original money of that person that's dead, that was supposed to go for a korban chatas, that kedusha should be transferred onto these 4 zuz that we're taking out of the box, and then throw those 4 zuz into the Yam HaMelech, and then everything's going to be good, and then everything else, v'idach l'shtaru, everything else is going to be mutter. So says Gemara, Hamrin b'Alma, Rabbi Yehuda l'asle breira. No, the reason you can't do that is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't hold of breira. So doing that would rely on breira. If you take money out of the shofar, you can't say that it's huvra adavar, this is the money that would have gone for the mesu ba'alehen. But the Rabbanan hold that there is a din of breira. So these shofaros for the kinei chova can work, because even if you know that the bailim is dead, so you could say that whatever 4 zuz I take out now, that was the money that was designated to buy the chatos for that person. It's never going to be the person's own money that necessarily buys their chatos, because all the money is mixed together. There's no way of determining that. So you could say that that's going to be the money that would have been used to buy the carbon for that person, and then you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that also, why there's no bitul. Maybe each item is davar chashuv, so it's not batel. I don't know. So the Mishnah also said, someone says harei alai eitzim, so there's can't do any less than shnei gezirei eitzim. So frankly, Gemara, what if a person doesn't say eitzim, he just says eitz? Rabbi Yosef bei Rabbi Bon Amar, Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal Ba'i, Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal raised the question, can we be medayik from the Mishnah? The Mishnah said harei alai eitzim, that you need shnei gezirei eitzim, but Amar harei alai eitz, maybe gizar echad. Maybe we could be medayik from our Mishnah that if you say harei alai eitz in the singular, you only bring one block of wood. So Amar Rabbi Lezer masnisa amrakein. From the Mishnah Maseches Yuma, it seems that way. Shezek carbon b'fnei atzmo, v'zek carbon b'fnei atzmo. It implies that each of the blocks of wood is their own separate carbon. Kaidu tanin taman. We're going to see in Maseches Yuma, which we'll get to this in a couple of weeks. Shnayim biyadam shnei gizrei eitzim. That when it describes the carbon tamid shalbein arbayim that's brought with 11 kohanim, so the 9 kohanim actually carrying the parts of the carbon tamid, and the last 2 kohanim are carrying shnei gizrei eitzim. Now the gizrei eitzim is carbon l'rabel sasa eitzim. So the seder of the being masadah the eitzim and the maracha is part of the carbon, and yet it was split amongst 2 different kohanim. So you see that each one is considered in some way a carbon bifnei atzmo. So they can be divided. So therefore, it makes sense that if a person says, I'm going to give eights, not eitzim, but eights in the singular to the Beis HaMikdash, that he would bring one block of wood and not 2. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Ovyon Amma, the thickness of these gzirei eitzim were 1 amma, ba'amas sochekes, and the way we measure it is by a larger amma, by the smiling amma, the larger amma. meaning the way to measure an amma is by tefachim. An amma is either 5 tefachim or 6 tefachim, but how you measure a tefach can vary. A tefach can be when you hold your fist together really tight, or it could be with a little space between the fingers. So that's so an amma sochekes is where you give a little bit of extra space. But va'arkan, the length of these blocks of wood are ba'amma geduma, is with a very precise amma, with the smaller type of amma. So Rabbi Choni b'shem Rabbi Ami kimin tortani. He says that no, it was exactly a cube. It was exactly just like the length of it was amma geduma. The width of it was also an amma geduma. The reason that it had to be an amma geduma, it had to be the smaller amma, is the whole place for the maracha. Remember, there are two mizbechos. We're not talking about the mizbech hachitzon over here. We're talking about the mizbech hapnimi, that they would put these shnei gezirei etzman. So the mizbech hapnimi, the whole area that you had to burn any wood on, was only one amma by one amma, because the whole mizbech was five ammas by five ammas. Lo hayabo ela amma geduma. They only had an amma geduma of space. V'tani came Amma Yesod, Amma Soviv, Amma Karkov, Amma Kronos, Amma Maracha. Of the five Amos that you had the Amma Yesod, which is the width of the Yesod of the Mizbeach was an Amma, the Amma of the Soviv, that was also one Amma, the Karkov, where the Kohanim would go on the Mizbeach, was also an Amma, and the Kronos of the Mizbeach were an Amma in each direction. So the whole Mizbeach was only five Amos by five Amos, so you only had one Amma for the Maracha, an Amma al Amma in the middle of the Mizbeach left to be able to do the Maracha. Levona le'ivchos mikometz. The Mishnah said that if a person donates Levona, it's got to be at least a kometz of Levona. So lo'yivchos mikometz. That's a question when they use such a lashon of lo'yivchos mikometz. Is that literal lo'yivchos mikometz? The Brisker Rav writes in Menachos that l'chora, the lashon lo'yivchos is a little strange. It should have said shiura mikometz. That's what you give. That's what the Levona is. From the Lashon Yivchos sounds like there are a lot of shiurim, and this is the smallest possible shiur. But that's not really true. You could, he says, Eliyach lakdish shnei kumatzim vaznech shavim l'shnei haktaros. If you burn two komets of Levona, then it's two haktaros. It's only one komets at a time. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah in the sixth parak of Shkaldim writes, Hanosin d'mei Levona b'shofar sagi b'kol shuhu v'rak shemevi Levona atzma hadin d'lo yivchos mikomets. Now, according to the Rambam, it sounds a little different. Then the Lashon of the Mishnah is Miyushav a little bit. He says, if you're giving money for Levona into the shofar, give whatever you want. But if you're giving Levona itself, then you have to dafka give a kometz. But he says, the Rambam is difficult. How could you give a kol shu b'dmei Levona? The kohen is not able to be makdir the dmei Levona because the Levona is not ba b'shutfus. So he's not going to be able to use your money. It has to be, you can't bring it b'shutfus. So he's got to use, so you have to give a full Levona at a time. The Lashon of the Rambam is somewhat difficult. But anyway, so the Mishnah anyway had said that you got to give at least a kometz. Where do we get the din that it has to be a kometz of Levona? So Nemar Kan Askara, it says in the pasuk about Levona, it's called Levona Shalomincha Victor Mizbeach Reich Nichach Askarasa La Hashem. It says Lashon of Askara, V'Nemar La Alan, and it says by Lechem Apanim also Lashon of Azkara. The pasuk says, "V'nasata al-merchus levona zaka v'isa l'lechem la'azkara isha la'ashem." So you have b'lechem apanim also. So we learn out, "Ma'azkara hamar la'alan." Just like the azkara b'lechem apanim, the levona over there is melo kometz. You need a kometz of levona. So too, so azkara, and we know that the medrash learns it out from Minchas Chotei, where it says it explicitly, "Melo kumtso es azkarasa." So we learn azkara from Minchas Chotei. So too, lechem apanim is a komets. So afas karamar kan melo komets. So to over here by someone who's minadev levona, it has to be a melo komets. The Gemara asks on this limud from lechem apanim, ima askara hamur la alon by lechem apanim shnei komatsin. You need two komatsin. Afas karamur kan shnei komatsin. So over here also by a nedava of levona, should it be a minimum of two kometses? Why do we say in the Mishnah that it's good enough with only a single komets? So the Gemara answers, am Rabbi Ila klum landu la komets. No, backtrack a second. How do we know by the Lechem HaPanim that you need a kometz? We learn it from the Minchas Chotei. So since the source of the whole limud is from the Minchas Chotei, and by the Minchas Chotei it's only one kometz and not any more, so we go back to that original source. Don't pay attention to the fact that the Lechem HaPanim is two. By the Minchas Chotei it's only one. So Malalan kometz hachaser pasul, Afkan kometz hachaser pasul. So the Gemara says, ooh, if we're going to Minchas Minchas Chote, then it's going to have some nafkaminas. If the real source of the limud is Minchas Chote, so just like by Minchas Chote, if you have a komet that's less than the shear, it's going to passel it. So too, when a person is misnadiv levona, he has to bring komet shalem, and if it's missing anything, then it's going to be passel as well. And another nafkamina, Amr Rabbi Yossi Milsad Rabbi Ila Amra from Rabbi Ila, who explained that the nidvas levona is learned from Minchas Chote, we could derive that hamisnadiv levona mevia bekumtso shel kohen, that you bring based on the komet. So komet is a fistful, but different people have different size hands, different size fists. So how do we determine it? Based on the komets of the kohen, since the minchas chote is also determined by the komets of the kohen. But Rabbi Chizki, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, afilu bekomets v'afilu bekomets habalim, says that no, you don't need to use the komets of the kohen. It's the komets of the balim that determines the size of the komets, and you don't need to use the komets of shel kohen. Using the komets of shel kohen is a chumrah. The way the Rishonim explain it is because using komets of shel kohen is they take the biggest kohen. So probably the biggest kohen, chances are, is bigger than the bialim. So that's why it's considered a chumrah to use a komets shel kohen. Zav lo yifchos, if you give zahav to the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to give at least a dinar. Amar Blazer v'hu shehizkir tzura. That's only if you say you're giving gold coins. Avon lo hizkir tzura. If you don't say anything about coins, you just say you're giving gold. Maybe afilu tzinora. You can give the amount of gold that's made to make the smallest fork made out of gold that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, the tiniest kli that they would make out of gold. Then shishal in Nadavah. The Mishnah had said that six boxes were designated for Nadavah. So why six boxes for Nadavah? Why is such a random number? Six boxes for Nadavah. So four opinions of why Dafka the six boxes. Chizki Amar Keneged Shisha Batei Avos. For the six Batei Avos, every Mishmar of Kohuna was split into six Batei Avos for the 6 days of the week. There are 7 days of the week. So each of the 6 days of the week, a different Beis Av would work, and then on Shabbos, they all split the Avodah. So for the seventh day, they all split it. So the Chum were Masakin, six Shofar, in order to create a sense of shalom between the different batei avos, because the oros of the karbanos that were bought from the shofaros went to the kohanim that brought those karbanos ola. So kol zman that the mizbeach was not bottled from karbanos, they wouldn't take money from those shofaros to buy olos for the kitzah mizbeach. So let's say you only had one shofar, so you have to be choshish. Maybe on a day, let's say the beis av that works on Sunday or the beis av that works on Monday, there's so many nedarim and davos that are being brought, they didn't have to go to the shofar. They don't have to bring any olos from the shofar. So that Beis Av of Kohanim is never going to get any skins of any animals. So they're going to be all upset about that. And then, on a very slow day where they're taking a lot of money from the shofaros, that Beis Av is going to get everything. So they decide, you know what, all the money that comes into these shofaros on Sunday goes into the Sunday box, and that family will get, Monday goes into the Monday box, and that family will get from that. So it gets split up evenly. Second sheet is, no, Bar Pedaya Amar, Keneged Sheish Behemos. It's connected the six different prices, animals that have different prices that they would use for karbanos. So par, ve'egel, ve'sayir, ayil, gedi, ve'tle, each of these have a different price that was kavua for it. So that's why each one got its own box. And you would buy those animals from those boxes. Third shita is Shmuel Amar, connected shisha karbanos. It's connected the six types of karbanos that the mosar of those karbanos goes for nedava, goes to buy olas nedava, meaning six chiyuvim, karbanos that are normally chiyuvim, that the leftover money will go for nedava. Kine zavim, kine zavos, where you bring echalol of echalachatas, kine yoldos, chataos, ashamos, menachos, asiris ha'efa. So all of those six types of karbanos, the most will go to nedava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a sixth possible, a fourth possible sheet of what they did with these six boxes, why they dafka had six boxes. He says, wasn't dafka. They didn't want the money to sit on the bottom of a box for too long, so they didn't want it to pile up on top of each other, so they had so many nedavos. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael was always going and donating money, so they needed a lot of boxes. So why six? I don't know. If they would have had five, we'd ask why five. If they would have had seven, we'd ask why seven. Six seemed like a reasonable number based on the amount of money that was coming in. That's why they dafka had but that's why they had six boxes. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up from Zohar Medrash tomorrow. Go ahead. Thank you.